Margaret McIlroy. This is BBC Radio 3. It's 11:15, and now Late Junction with Max Reinhardt.
Atlantic chanteurs Olav Arnalds with Sukiyaki, a song with a pedigree. When Rokskaya and Hashidai Nakamura originally wrote it, they called it Uaiwumu Ite Aruko, I look up when I walk. But when Louis Benjamin, the owner of Pi Records, heard it on a visit to Japan in 1963, where it had become a huge hit, he thought that the English-speaking world would get out and buy it if only it was called something catchier. Something a little Japanese but easier to hold on to verbally, maybe, like sukiyaki, the beef hot pot that simmers at your table, of course. And he was right. The original singer, Kayu Sakamoto, had a huge international hit with it, and I reckon it was the theme tune for the 1964 Tokyo Olympics. And let's not even mention the trad jazz instrumental version by Kenny Ball and his Jazzmen, which made number 10 in the UK. Welcome to Late Junction. I'm Max Reinhardt, and let's pause a while knee-deep in some Brazilian music, which is, of course, even more of a source of million-selling international pop hits. But not these tunes, don't worry. In a moment, one of Marcos Valle's almost ambient synth outings, 1985. But first, here's a left-field samba assault on the dance floor from percussionist trio Os Ritmistas, Samba de Pacto. Thank you.
que o samba fez ela fazer pacto com caneta. Aquela baiana que dança no samba fez ela fazer cinza. Parece que o samba fez ela fazer pacto com caneta.
Quando ela aponta na ponta da esquina, fico cor de Deus, a cor sem cor. Nessas horas todos coram e a menina, nessas horas ela é de maior. Passa pela casa de Jurema e Mário, ancas de mulher são. Se Deus me desse coragem, fibra, para eu poder me ancorar. Olha lá vem ela, fértil, riso aceso, semeando a rua, espalhando mudas de sol de thank you. quando ela corre, ocorre uma corrente de ar quente, arde, arrasta a pé. Ela corre à frente, o rastro arrasta a gente, e resta somente o que não é. O que ainda não é amor, ardor, paixão, que o feitiço dela ainda não faz. Tudo mais na luz da noite de São João, espalhando mudas de sol de esperança, futuro e danuras.
La Vemela by Gilberto Gil, the superstar of Tropicale music. He's finished his stint now as Brazilian Minister for Culture, and he's reconnected once again with his Recife roots on this Foro Music-based album, Fe na Festa. And for me, it's one of the finest of his long career. And there's also a gritty new release from rootsy Mongolian folk rockers, Hangai. After a year of international touring, they've absorbed some influences like surf guitar and electronica that they've picked up on the road, like you do. But their Mongolian roots still guide their every note. Listen to the title track, He Who Travels Far.
Oh, Hollis Brown, he lived on the outside of town. Hollis Brown, he lived on the outside of town. With his wife and five children and his cabin broken down. Where you look for work and money and you walk the ragged mile. You look for work and money and you walk the ragged mile. Your children are so hungry that they don't know how to smile. Your baby's eyes look crazy, they're tugging at your sleeve. Your baby's eyes look crazy, they're tugging at your sleeve. You walk the floor and wonder why with every breath you breathe. The rats have got your flower, bad blood has got your mind. The rats have got your flower, bad blood has got your mind. Is there anyone who knows? Is there anyone who cares? So you pray to the Lord above, please send you a friend. Yes, you pray to the Lord above, please send you a friend. But your empty pockets tell you that you ain't got no friend. Your baby's crying loud now, it's pounding in your brain. Your baby's crying louder now, it's a pounding in your brain. Your wife's screams are stabbing you like the dirty driving rain. Your grass is turning black, there's no water in your well. Your grass is turning black, there's no water in your well. You spent your last dollar on seven shotgun shells. Way out in the wilderness, a cold coyote calls.
cracks on the shotgun that's a hanging on the wall. Your brain is a bleeding now, your legs can't seem to stand. Your brain is a bleeding now, your legs can't seem to stand. Your eyes fix on the shotgun that you're holding in your hand. There's seven breezes blowing all around the cabin door. There's seven breezes blowing all around the cabin door. Seven shots ring out like the ocean's pounding roar. There's seven people dead on a South Dakota farm. There's seven people dead on a South Dakota farm. Somewhere in the distance, seven new people are born.
From her album from 1966, Let It All Out, Nina Simone singing Bob Dylan's The Ballad of Hollis Brown. The song remains chillingly relevant in these harsh economic times, and you know, I think it's edgier and more haunting than the original version. From spectral to spiritual. In Felix Ego, William Byrd's setting of Dominican friar Girolamo Savonarola's meditation on Psalm 50, performed by the Cardinal's Music. You're listening to Late Junction. I'm Max Reinhardt, and you can find a complete listing of all the music that we play on this programme on the Radio 3 web pages. In a moment, White Light by ARP. But first, Steve Coleman and Five Elements. Steve's been a band leader at the cutting edge of United States jazz for over 25 years. This is from his recently released CD, Harvesting Semblances and Affinities, performed by Steve on alto sax with his Five Elements. He describes it as a 36-beat cycle composition with symmetrically arranged pulses, representing a closing of the energy. Whatever. Attila 04. We'll be right back. More harvest time polyphony from pre-war Lithuania there. That was a rye-reaping sutatina, Rodaway, Rodaway, sung by singers from Vidiskiai. And before that, the singers from Simonis sang Zur Zur the Mill, an imitation of corn grinding. And before that, Patras Lapjena played O You Pretty Apple Tree on Kankles, which is a zither-related chordophone from Lithuania. Staying with the harvest, here's a tune from Nancy Carr and James Fagan. I was lucky enough to catch them singing with Nancy's mother, Sandra Carr, and John Faulkner at the Bagpuss event last month at the Sidmouth Folk Week. I knew next to nothing about Bagpuss, wrong age, but I just wanted to see that generation-spanning quartet making music together, and the cockles of my cold, cold heart were indeed warmed by the music, the mouse masks, and a hall full of enraptured adults and children. Not a dry seat in the house, as they say. This, however, is from Nancy and James's CD Twice Reflected Sun, Flower Picker's Song.
A bunch of flowers and a sawhorn before these seedling sunflowers see me out of here. Another day by the grey highway, the fairest flowers fade, my dear. A clutch of red petals that hangs its head, the way you did the day we shed our parting tears. An hour or two quickened by dreams of you, the fairest flowers fade, my dear. Silver sand trickling through my hands, traders feeble alibi, another sky where the free birds fly, the fairest flowers fade, my dear. a splash of blue, cracking his sky in two. A thunder train that tracks my spirits out of here. A cloud of rain seeding my dreams in vain. The fairest flowers fade, my dear. A nest of leaves and rustling memories. The offerings we bore to live and labor here. A hutch of souls huddled like Russian dolls. The fairest flowers fade, my dear. Silver sand trickling through my hand as another town of frowning strangers passes by. Another sky where there's free birds fly. The fairest flowers fade, my dear. Silver sand trickling through my hand, another people trainer's fever.
Thank you.
From Hangai there in the form of a China grass workout called Yan Ding Cap, and before that, non-stop travelling man, serial collaborator and guitar shaman Bob Brosman joined forces with John McSherry on Ullian pipes and Donal O'Connor on fiddle for Hardy Man the Fiddler. Here's another trio. On sitar, Kushal Das. On tabla, Abhijit Banerjee. And on tambura, Sudipta Remy. And they're playing Raga Sohini, a light romantic raga traditionally associated with the early hours of the morning, just before dawn. Or to put it another way, they say that nighttime is the right time to be with the one you love.
Thank you.
Kushal Das with Raga Sohini. From Romantic Love to Love Gone Awry, a deep moaning blues from Ma Rainey. But first, more from Olav Arnalds. My first tune tonight was Olav singing Sukiyaki, but I thought I'd better get closer to the Icelandic heart of the chanteurs. So here she is with Björk singing Surrender.
I surrender. Thank you. guitar squeak on the sheets, but do you feel incomplete? Not enough sleep, nothing nice around to eat, yeah.
Twisted indie pop from Long Beach, California. The oh-so-haunting Where's Your Dirty Mind by Avi Buffalo, a band to go and see. More of the ineffable and the ethereal now, and I don't know what else you expect to listen to on this show. This is the London Sinfonietta, conducted by Baldur Bronniman, with a piece by Christian Mason, In Time Entwined, In Space Enlaced. Thank you.
Thank you.
In Time Entwined, in Space Enlaced, composed by Christian Mason and performed there by the London Sinfonietta. And that's very close to the end of the journey for tonight's Late Junction, which you can, of course, listen to again over the next 7 days via the Radio 3 web pages. I'm Max Reinhardt, and I'll be back again tomorrow night. But I'll leave you with a track from that Red album by Ali Farka Touré, which Andy Kershaw so fortuitously found in a bargain bin in a record shop in the Barbès in Paris way back in the 1980s. This is Kétiné.
Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night with me, Jonathan Swain. Music for Wind Quintet threads through this couple of hours. It's a concert the Miró Ensemble gave in Barcelona in 2009. The five players themselves all play in major orchestras in Spain and Germany, one of them in the Berlin Philharmonic. To come hear the Miró Ensemble in the Ligeti Bagatelles, the Malcolm Arnold Shanties, a Tafanel Wind Quintet, and first of all, hear a quintet by Jean Francais, who survived into his late 80s. He passed away in 1997. He once said he'd like to be Grandpapa Haydn's spiritual grandson. So with Francais, high spirits would generally be the order of the day. This is his first wind quintet, written in 1948.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jean Francais' first wind quintet, written in 1948, playing at the Miro Ensemble, and more from their Barcelona concert in around 10 minutes or so. For the moment, from winds to strings, Elgar's Serenade for Strings. It was a wedding anniversary present for his wife, Alice, and it's an early work in the same key, E minor, as one of Elgar's last works, the Cello Concerto. The Royal Academy Soloists here, directed by Cleo Gould.